Hi everyone, welcome to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Nicola.
Hey, I'm Killian, I'm back!
He's our guest this week, super exciting to see him.
See, it's the same picture, just the hair's the same. It was taken like a few years ago, I kind of grew up since then.
Absolutely, right.
Anyway, Killian.
Yeah? Nicola. Yeah.
What have you been up to since last time you were on the show?
I've been interning for the past 7 weeks or so.
How's that?
It's been fun.
What are you working on?
Can't say.
Every time I come to her office, she has to lock down her machines. Like, I can't show you this. I'm like, I don't know. I'll find out. I'll put a camera.
Nope. Nope.
Anyway, well, we have some stories to talk about. So the first story is Babylon.js. So Babylon.js released a whole new version. It graduated 3.0. So it has all kinds of cool stuff in there they've added. So there's a whole blog post by David Cattu that's on Windows Blogs. They talk about the stuff they've added. So for example, they've added support for WebGL 2.0. So if you have a browser that supports WebGL 2.0, Babylon.js would automatically now support WebGL 2.0. If you don't have it, it will just downgrade to 1.0 automatically. They've also had support for WebVR 1.1. They support things like mixed reality on Windows and all the other virtual reality headsets. They've had support for GLTF. They have support for PBR, or physically based rendering. They've added Babylon GUI extensions, so now you can actually add GUI inside your application. You have a VR application, you have actually buttons, etc., which is really cool. And they've all got cool stuff. So David has a whole blog post that people can go through. They can read through about it. They have over 150,000 samples on their page. 150,000 samples developed by the community. And they have a great documentation. They've actually revamped the whole documentation. So David goes through a whole list of this. Recommend everybody to read through it. It's a big, big release.
Yep.
David's been working on this for a while, which is pretty cool. Awesome.
So one of the cool things you can do now is you can create 3D objects, import them into Unity, and then export that as a holographic application. And you can build really cool things in such a simple process. It's really great if you're already familiar with Paint 3D or if you want to get more involved with building simple things in the HoloLens and just testing it out, taking it for a spin.
This is pretty cool. I mean, I've read this blog post, and AppHit goes through how to use Paint 3D, right? Paint 3D.
Right.
Create a whole model and then import it into Unity.
Yeah.
And then make a whole app out of it.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to write any code. So if you don't like writing code, but you still like to play with 3D stuff.
Or if you like to code and you just don't want to do it in this instance.
Or you don't want to open up Maya to create this model or I don't know what other 3D applications
are. SolidWorks.
Pain in the...
Yeah.
You can use Paint 3D to create all your models, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Have you used Paint 3D?
I have.
It's really fun. They have all that... I don't know what they call it. Is it Remix 3D? We actually go and find other people, model they've created, and import it inside Paint 3D and change it. And it's a lot of fun.
And Story Remix also uses it, which is also a cool piece of tech that was released at Build 17.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really cool stuff. Anyway, speaking of cool stuff, we'll switch a bit gears a bit. Azure Stack, we've talked about Azure Stack a lot in this show, and there's been a lot of talk of things coming up. And recently we had the Microsoft Inspire event happening, and we announced that Microsoft Azure Stack is not ready to order. We've started shipping it to all of our hardware partners. They're actually integrating it inside of their, you know, their system, so you can start ordering it through Dell EMC, HPE, Lenovo. There's several of these partners have already started to certify the integrated systems. You can also order Azure Stack. We also have the pricing availability right now, so you can actually go through and look at how much it will cost. Or if you want to start writing software for Azure Stack, there's an Azure Stack development kit. Can actually get installed locally, you can download it from the web and actually start playing around with it and download it on a kind of like a trial basis, et cetera. Really cool stuff.
Fun fact, this topic was actually covered in the Intern Spotlight series earlier this week.
Oh, cool. So you actually go there and they tell you all about this stuff and the engineers actually built on top of this.
Yeah.
They tell you about it.
We learn about a lot of cool topics and this was just relevant to this week, so.
Interns get all the cool stuff. Anyway, now speaking of stuff that everybody can get, not just
especially
interns.
Students, who buys physical textbooks anymore? Everyone does everything through ebooks. So
That's right.
You want to learn about new Microsoft services or older ones that you haven't had a chance to brush up on, you can go get some free ebooks today. And there's a lot of cool topics. Some are technical, some are not. And go check it out. There's tons that you can pick from and have a great time.
Yeah, we do this like once a year. Eric does this on his blog, where he releases like, I don't know, thousands of these free ebooks. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, to grab. You can actually get all of them in once. You can just click download and just download. I don't know how big they
It'll take forever.
You could probably never read all of them. But anyway, you can
do
it.
But you want to, and it's on your desktop, so you do you.
Definitely. I like that. You do you. Anyway, there's been a new update of the Visual Studio tools for Tizen. So for those that don't know, Tizen is a great platform to, it's a Linux platform that allows you to, that runs on TVs and runs on phones and watches and spun by Samsung. And they released a new preview of their Visual Studio tools that supports .NET Standard 2.0, .NET Core, so you can actually write these .NET application and runs across all these different devices. They have new emulator support, so you can actually run and test them out on the emulator. They've added new APIs to test things like speech, so you can actually talk to your applications, et cetera. So it's a really cool update, so you can actually go in and get it right now. And Scott Hunter talks about all the cool stuff that they've done there. So it's a great blog post. I recommend everybody to go through it. What's next?
Cool. So Ubuntu just came to the Windows Store very recently. And there's a lot of cool stuff that Nicola wants to talk about.
Yeah, so we've announced Ubuntu on, it's coming out in the Windows Store build. We also announced that other Linux distro will come out to the store as well. This is the first one. So if you have Insider build on your machines, so if you have an Insider platform, you can actually now move over from just using Bash on your Windows distro. If you have in your Windows machine, if you had it already, you can now install it from the store. And now once we release more updates, more distros, you can actually have multiple of these. So you can actually have Ubuntu or OpenSUSE or other Linux distro. You can actually test your application across all these different Linux distro running natively on your Windows machine. And Scott Hanselman has a great blog post that talks about all the cool stuff that you can do with this, which is really cool. Yeah. Recommend it if you are a fan of if you've used Bash on Windows, you want to get it a try, this is a great opportunity to do it.
Yep.
Great time.
So a sneak peek inside Microsoft's AI Research Lab. So if you haven't already been to Building 99, check it out. That's where MSR is located. They have a bunch of cool gadgets, including robots that will actually open the elevator for you. And you don't even have to press the button. You walk up, they sense you're there, and everything's taken care of for you. And they will actually talk to you once you get off the elevator and try to direct you to the room you're trying to find. They will physically take their arms and point. So I think that's pretty cool. There's a bunch of other cool things going on, agricultural projects. And if you're interested in any of that, go check it out. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah, I always like going to Building 99 because they always have these projects. And once you walk into Building 99, there's signs of, oh, I can check out this here. And one time I went there was a room that you could go into. It turns off all the lights and they have projectors everywhere. So they project everything all around the room. Yeah. And it was amazing to actually see this. So, you know, it's a great building. And this BBC Newsnight does a great job at actually, you know, walking people of what's happening and what's the future of Microsoft AI and what's the future that we think it's going to be as part of Microsoft.
Yep.
It's a great video. It's a 10-minute video, so yep. Everyone has time for this. Now, speaking of fun stuff, if you guys remember, I don't know if you remember, but Windows XP. Do you remember Windows
so
XP?
Far.
So far along. So there was, it's the classical background of Windows XP. When you saw Windows XP, the classical background of the green grass and the blue skies. So this is a photo that everybody knows. And there's a great story by Abigail that actually talks about how this photo was made, who made it. Little hint, it was actually in Napa Valley in California that actually was taken.
And the best part was this photo was not intentional at all.
No.
It was taken when a man was seeing his girlfriend during a weekend and he just found a beautiful landscape and he decided to get out of the car, take a picture and hop back in and keep driving. So.
And it's forever going to be in our heads now.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a great story to read. I think it just takes you back and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for my pick of the week. So my pick of the week is actually a Microsoft Garage project. It's Presentation Translator. So if you are if you're presenting in front of an audience that doesn't speak the language that you speak, you can actually use this tool to automatically translate your presentation. In real time. As you're speaking, you can actually get the closed captioning being translated automatically. Or if there's multiple people that speak different languages, they can get it on their phone. They can automatically see the translation of you speaking. Inside, you're doing a presentation, you can see on the phone the translation directly as you're doing it.
Right now, the service supports 10 spoken languages and 60 text languages, so it's pretty robust.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's something that, I mean, we go speak at different countries all the time, and they do this for us. It'd be cool when you can do this automatically.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. What's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is the Seeing AI application that Microsoft released recently. And I think it's a lot of fun because I've seen similar projects like these at hackathons in the past. And I actually downloaded it on my phone so we can try this real time and see if it works. But just like any other hackathon project that you demo, it's bound to fail. So
okay, let's try this.
Let's
out.
Do our best.
Put the text behind here.
Oh, I'll turn the. No, okay.
You pick of T. Biden Discalion's pick to 10 Council of the Blinds Tech Radio Show. Camera on your iPhone and perform.
So it's just reading what it's seeing.
Killian's pick of the week, TS barcode.
Yes, cool. Yes, it did it. Okay, cool.
Cool. So this is available right now, so people can start playing with this. I assume it's using Microsoft Cognitive Services.
Yes,
and all kinds of cool
behind
stuff.
The scenes. Yeah. And there's also cool. other services, including facial recognition. If you point at any picture and you snap a photo, it will analyze the scene, construct it into a sentence, and try to explain to someone with low or no vision what is going on around them. So it's a super cool accessibility app.
Yeah, cool. And it's fun to play around with it as well.
Yep. I just had fun. So.
So thank you for joining us again.
No, thank you for joining me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, thank you. Yep. Thank you for inviting me. And thanks, everybody, for another week of This Week.
Have fun and go Gators!